AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The parents of the teenager charged in a fatal school shooting were in court in Michigan trying to get their bail reduced.
The seriousness of the charges, I think, is self-explanatory. They are each charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter. So taking all those factors into consideration, the court finds that the bond as set is reasonable and is denying the motion to amend the bond.
Judge Julie Nicholson said James and Jennifer Crumley failed to turn themselves in when they were charged with involuntary manslaughter and have few ties to the area. They're accused of making a gun accessible to their son, 15-year-old Ethan Crumley, and failing to intervene on the day of the shooting in late November when counselors revealed his distressing drawings of violence. Four people were killed at Oxford High School in Michigan. Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper, says the three white men convicted of killing Arbery don't deserve any leniency.
They chose to treat him differently than other people who frequently visited their community. And when they couldn't sufficiently scare him or intimidate him, they killed him.
Cooper spoke during a sentencing hearing in Georgia for father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryant. They face mandatory life prison terms. The Labor Department says 199,000 jobs were added last month, lower than expected. The unemployment rate dropped. President Biden says it's a historic day. It shows signs his economic recovery plan is working. The president was asked about the recent spike in coronavirus cases.
COVID, as we're dealing with it now, is not here to stay. The new normal doesn't have to be. We have so many more tools we're developing and continuing to develop that can contain COVID and other strains of COVID.
A judge dismissed the only criminal charge against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in connection with the sexual harassment allegations that drove him from office. This is AP News. Inflation has surged in the countries using the euro.
Figures show consumer prices in the euro currency nations have soared at a record rate, led by hikes in food and energy costs. According to Eurostat, the EU's statistics office, inflation rose to 5% in December, compared with a year earlier, the highest level in the eurozone since record-keeping began in 1997, despite the Omicron variant of COVID-19 and its uncertain effects on the global economy. Central banks elsewhere have been raising interest rates to fight soaring inflation or taking steps in that direction. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The top men's tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, spent Orthodox Christmas in an immigration detention hotel in Australia today as he sought to fend off deportation over the country's coronavirus rules and compete in the Australian Open. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.